Archers for the week 19 to 24 September 1999.
Monday 20th, Tuesday 21st, Wednesday
22nd.
All right, hang on. Thursday.
No, please. We'll put breakfast down.
Okay.
Right now. Come on, you lot. Breakfast ready. You'll get egg all over it if you leave it there.
No, it'll be all right.
You'll call smoke. Just don't blame me if it gets mucky. That's
come on, Dad. Give us a break.
Don't you know.
It's on the table.
I mean, I don't mind helping out in an emergency.
It is an emergency.
No, it ain't. Be another one of your scams. I'm too old to be getting up at that time every day.
Edward, what time you again? Breakfast.
You won't rouse him, love. I just looked in on him. Dead to the world, he is. Hey, what's it? You keeping a diary, will you?
Edward!
No, I have to. It's for me coursework. I have to put photos of me working and everything.
Oh, I see.
Well, I ain't letting mine go cold.
Look, son, how do you feel about doing your old dad a favour?
No chance.
You don't know what I was going to ask.
Yes, I do, and I ain't doing the morning milking for you. Finish late enough as it is without him to get up at that time.
Look, couldn't you and your granddad alternate one morning each? Just for a couple of weeks?
No. No.
We might be a bit more willing to help, Eddie, if you just told us all what you're up to.
I am.
Here you went. Just said you've got business, that's all. Oh, better put Edward's plate under the grill.
It's just some contract work, love.
Yeah, yeah.
Look, William, this diary you've got to do, you're going to need someone to take the photos for you, ain't you? Well, I'd be happy to help out, but one good turn deserves another.
Is that supposed to be a bribe? You take a few photos of me if I do the morning milking for 2 weeks.
Well, you suddenly decided you don't take bribes no more, have you?
When they're as sad as that, I have, yeah.
Well, I ain't got any money, have I?
Apart from this business you got going, you mean?
Anyway, you're too late. Grandad's already volunteered to do some of the photos.
Yeah, we have. Mm.
Actually, that reminds me. Camera needs new filming. Eddie, can you see to it? You know what I'm like with the dad.
Yeah, of course. Oh, flipping it. I'd have thought one of you might give us a hand. Here, what if Edward might?
Huh, you can try getting Edward to rise before it's light for morning, but I wouldn't hold out much hope for you.
Clary, love, how about...
No chance.
There, how about that?
Wow.
Sean's done a pretty decent job, hasn't he?
I'll say, that is such an improvement. When do the screens come in?
Next week. It really will look the business once they're installed.
Yeah.
It's going to be quite busy in the next couple of weeks, actually. Well, busier than usual, I mean.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, well, we've got this. Interviews for a manager to cover my maternity. 2 conferences, 2 weddings, 1 antenatal. Oh, and someone from Felbsham University coming to look at the tree.
A tree?
Yes, this expert's going to work out how old one of our oaks is. You know the one I told you about?
Oh.
That George says might be older than we think.
Oh, so you've got future, present and past all being catered for in 1 week.
I suppose we have. That's a bit profound of you, Debbie.
Yes. Well, I am feeling things a little profoundly at the moment.
I see. How are things going with Simon?
Oh, you know, all right.
Come on, you're not telling me you're going cold on him already. I thought you were really getting on well together.
Oh, we are. Well, I think we are anyway. I'm just on my way to meet him for lunch, as it happens.
So what's the problem?
Oh, there's not a problem exactly.
But?
Oh, okay. If there is a problem, it certainly isn't Simon as such. Although his being around does seem to have created... Oh, look, do you mind if we don't go into this now? It's a bit complex. I only came round to see if you fancied a drink tonight.
Well, as long as you promise to tell me absolutely everything in the pub this evening.
If you've got the time and the inclination, Elizabeth, I'm happy to reveal the full saga.
Now, that does sound intriguing. How could I refuse?
It's a date, then. Look, I'd better go. I need to look in on Brookfield on my way to Felbsham.
Will you be seeing David by any chance?
Yeah, it's him I want to talk to, as a matter of fact, about the lamb. Why?
Ask him if he'll do a Rod Stewart impression when I turn 40.
David Archer, the king of rock and roll.
Wasn't he wild?
No, I thought it was just going to be a few quiet drinks.
Well, I think it was originally. But someone, well, Ruth, I suspect, had the inspired idea of hiring that karaoke machine.
Just raise your arm a bit higher, boy.
Oh, Grandad.
Look, you want this photo to look like you're really cutting back them brambles, don't you?
Of course I do.
Well, then raise your arm a bit. Otherwise you look like you're going to tickle them.
Oh, flipping heck. This better?
Yeah. Hang on, yeah. Well, here we go, then. Just a few shots. See if you're taking the camera to work every day, won't it? Just a sec.
Take your time, Grandad, why don't you?
All right. Just trying to make sure everything's in what should be in.
Oh, my arm's going to break in a minute.
And there. That'll be a good one, that.
Oh, yeah, another one of me gritting my teeth.
Now, how about we go and get the Springer and we'll do one as if you're dogging it?
Hi,
Dad.
Oh, what do you want, then?
Just seeing how Ambridge's answer to David Bailey's getting on.
Oh, very funny. We're doing pretty fine as it happens, aren't we, William?
Well...
We got a few good shots, yeah. William with some of his tools. William with his shotgun. Just done one clear in the brambles.
Ooh.
Thought we'd go and get the dog, though.
Yeah, well, now, before you do, I'd better tell you that every photo you've taken this afternoon's going to be rubbish.
Eh?
Oh, come off it, Dad. Grandad's been ever so careful taking them.
Yeah. Nevertheless, I'm telling you now, they'll be rubbish. Unusable.
I can point the camera as well as the next man.
Yeah, so I'll come.
Well, I'll tell you if you agree to alternate the morning milking next week, the pair of you.
Oh, that's a game, is it? He's having us on, William. You take no notice.
Oh, well, if you say so. No skin off my nose.
All right, then. Tell us why.
We've got a deal.
I'll think about it. Just tell us.
Those photos will be rubbish because... they'll be non-existent.
Eh?
The camera ain't got no film in. I was supposed to put a new one in this morning.
What? Grandad, give that here. Oh, I don't believe it. We've been out here ages.
Well, I didn't know, did I?
There you are. I'll put one in there. Pass it over. So, you two going to help me out or what?
Me? I never made no deal.
Oh, it's hardly fair, is it, Dad?
Oh, come on. Look, cards on the table, eh? Oh, I'm desperate. I need this job. William, I ain't going to be able to pay you about anything I owe you for Posh unless I earn some at first, am I?
Yeah, well... all right. It's only for 2 weeks, OK? Oh,
you're a good lad. What about you, Dad?
Well, what's in it for me, eh?
Look, I'll buy all your baccy while you're doing it.
I'll think about it. Of course, you know I always think it's better over a pint and a bull of a Sunday evening.
Hey? Yeah, all right. Honestly, at this rate, I'll have spent all the money from this job before I've even earned it.
There you are, Elizabeth, in orange and a white wine. That's 270 altogether. There. Ta. You're looking ever so well. Pregnancy suits you.
Oh, thank you, Clary.
You're definitely blooming, I reckon.
You're definitely blooming what, Clary?
Oh, yeah, very funny.
Evening, Elizabeth.
Hi, Eddie. Evening, Joe.
Evening, Mrs. Looking well, isn't she? Nothing like the joy of motherhood to put a rosy glow in a young woman's cheek.
Just what I was saying. Now, what can I get you? 2 halves?
Or are we pushing the boat out?
There are 2 points, please, love.
Oh, so we are as rich as I thought we was. That's good news.
Hey? What do you mean, Clary?
I'll tell you what, Joe. You go and sit down. Eddie will bring these over. I want a word with him anyway.
Oh, well, right, yeah. I'll see you in a minute, then.
What's up, love?
I might well ask you that question. Now, who's Riggsy when he's at home?
Riggsy? Just a business associate, that's all.
Yeah, that's what he said when he phoned this afternoon.
Nothing for you to worry about. What did he say?
Nothing much.
Oh, good.
Of course, he did happen to mention the fact that you're taking over his business franchise.
Ah.
Don't ah me, Eddie Grundy. Have you got the kind of money you need to take over someone's business?
Hey, calm down.
Eddie, we're up to our eyes in debt. What do you mean, calm down?
Look, I ain't spending anything, honest. In fact, we stand to make a few, Bob.
And tomorrow, it's over to Kate's for dinner so that she can give her sisterly approval of the new boyfriend.
You think Simon will win her over?
Simon thinks he will.
He has met Kate, hasn't he?
Just briefly. I keep telling him he doesn't know what he's in for, but he seems pretty sure he can work the same charm on Kate that he's used on the rest of the family.
Oh, good luck.
Yeah, that's what I said to him. And, of course, Simon's completely forgetting the one part of the family that definitely hasn't been won round.
Brian.
Exactly. And when I say Dad hasn't been won round, I mean he really hasn't been won round. It's what I started telling you about this morning. Dad has a real problem with Simon.
So I understand.
And to be honest, I'm not entirely sure what to do because, well, when I think about his objections, I mean, it's almost laughable.
Well, why is it laughable?
Well, it's just that Dad seems to have got into his head that Simon's after my money. Or rather, my inheritance.
Oh.
I mean, it's a bit Victorian melodrama, isn't it? Casting Simon with a pencil-thin moustache and hat cocked at a jaunty angle.
And you as the innocent maid with money.
Yeah, spinster of this parish. I mean, you can see the comical side, can't you?
Yeah, sure. Well, apart from the spinster bit, obviously.
Oh, wow.
Brian's resentment might go a little bit deeper than just worrying about your money.
Oh, yeah? Elizabeth, do you know something that I don't?
Well, at the birthday bash on Friday.
Yeah? What about it?
Well, I did have a semi-serious conversation with David about you and Brian.
Did you? What did he say?
Well, he said that he'd been talking to Brian, and apparently the thing he really hates about Simon is the thought of a man nearly as old as he is pouring his daughter.
Oh. Well, frankly, I find that a little bit disturbing.
Debbie, look, he's jealous. I mean, he wouldn't be the first father to think his daughter's boyfriend's not good enough.
No, you don't understand. Look, Dad's first objections to Simon were because he let me down all those years ago. Then he tells me they're because he thinks Simon's a fortune hunter. And well, now I find he's got him down as a dirty old man. I mean, where's his logic going to take him next, I wonder?
Well, don't worry, you'll get him to come round in the end.
Will I? But to be honest, Elizabeth, I'm beginning to believe that less and less.
Going to go to line dancing?
Well, why not? It's a great way of keeping fit, and Jolene says I can come in for free. Oh, dear, look at all this rubbish. Pass me that ashtray, would you?
Yeah, sure.
How
did this come about?
Oh, well, we just got talking about my exercise regime and stuff, and she reckoned I should give it a go, so I thought when I get a free evening, I might, try it for size.
And you mind if Jamie and I watch? I think you'd find it funny.
Oh, thanks very much.
Well, he could do with cheering up.
Hey, I thought you said he was all right coming out of school today.
Happy as Larry coming out. Very tearful going in. Oh, I'm still not sure whether I shouldn't speak to his teacher again.
I've told you, it's just a change of routine. It unsettles him. He'll be all right, you see.
If you say so.
Yes, I do.
Look at
this place. I mean, can he explain how we've managed to accumulate so much rubbish on a quiet Monday?
Good afternoon.
How are you, Kerry?
Sid, I just thought I'd warn you I'm going to be a bit late this evening. I've got to meet Susan about the flour and produce on Friday. Is that all right?
Yeah, that's fine, Clary, yeah. Thanks for letting us know.
Right, then I'll get on.
Clary, before you go, do you mind if I ask you something?
No, what?
What's your Eddie doing serving in that burger van on the bypass? Riggs's Diner, is it? I passed it on my way to the cash and carry.
What's this?
I mean, it wasn't my imagination playing tricks, was it? It was him behind the counter frying up the onions.
Oh, yeah. It was my Eddie, all right.
Well, how come?
It's his latest money spinner. One of Eddie's mates owns it.
Oh, well, this would be Riggsy, would he?
Yeah, that's right. Anyway, Riggsy's got to go into hospital for a couple of weeks, and he's letting Eddie take over so we don't lose the goodwill.
And Eddie's taking the profits, presumably.
Yeah. Keeps assuring me, this time next month we'll be millionaires. Actually, he's been doing that since I married him. See you later.
Yeah.
Bye, Clary.
Yeah, bye, Clary.
Oh, dear. The thought of Eddie Grundy in charge of food makes me shudder.
Yeah, me too. Think of that cholesterol. And he's not exactly the hygiene king, is he?
No. Speaking of which, I'd better see how Frieda's getting on with the kitchen. I don't like leaving all the cleaning up to her.
Yeah, right you are. I'll finish up out here.
Oh, he's going fast.
What? Yeah, he ain't half. He's on the wrong side and all. Look out, you stupid boy!
Sid, go and call an ambulance. I'll go to the driver.
So, what do you think?
Oh, Simon, don't bother.
No, tie her up and call her.
Look, this is Kate we're talking about, not the Queen Mother. Just another one of my lot insisting I parade you before them for their approval.
Oh, what, like a prize bull? Hey, I kind of like the analogy.
Simon, will you stop admiring yourself and get a move on?
Okay, okay. You didn't have to come here, you know. I could easily have met you at Kate's cottage.
What, and risk you arriving there before me? I don't think so.
You think she'd eat me alive?
Depends on the topic of conversation.
I don't know. Anyone would think you didn't want me to get to know your sister.
I'm perfectly happy for you to get to know her. In fact, I'm less worried about this meal with Kate than I have been about you getting anybody else's approval. Whatever her fault, what you see is what you get with Kate.
So, how do I look?
Yeah, very nice, but ditch the tie.
Oh!
No, it looks like you're trying too hard. Or worse, about to try selling an insurance policy.
Oh, gee, thanks.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, maybe I am trying too hard. But getting your family's approval is important to me. You know that, don't you?
Of course I do. Mm. Don't think I'm not grateful. Shame about Dad, though.
You leave your dad to me. I'll get him on side in the end.
I wish it was that easy. Anyway, look, with Kate, you've got to remember, it's not charm that's important, it's honesty. She can smell a phony at 50 paces.
It is possible to be honest and charming at the same time, you know. I'm living proof.
Yeah, right. Look, are we going to go or what?
Well, I'm ready. Have been for ages.
Bert? Bert?
Look at it, Sid. Just look at it.
Yeah, but why don't you come inside, eh? Frieda's in our kitchen having a cup of tea. Why don't you join her?
I mean, look at the place. When I think... I mean, supposing Frieda had been in the front room.
Well, luckily she wasn't, huh? Look, I know it's a bit of a shock, mate.
Shock? I should say it is. Someone drives a lorry through into your house. Did you see it, Sid? Did you see what happened?
Yeah, I saw it all right. Some lunatic was coming through the village doing about 60 on the wrong side of the road, and the lorry swerved to avoid him, and suddenly he was ploughing through your garden at speed.
Oh, I don't know where we're going to sleep tonight. The fireman says the whole cottage is unsafe. Structurally unsound, he said. No one's allowed in there till the workmen come to secure the place, not even to get a pair of socks.
Don't you worry about that, mate. The worst comes to the worst, we'll put you up for a couple of nights.
He's talking about insurance people and structural engineers and all sorts. I've never known the like.
Well, Mr. Archer's talking to him now. He'll deal with that side of things.
I mean, just look at the place. All my flowers, my begonias. I mean, that's me out of the flower and produce show for this year.
Yes. Shame.
And suppose Frieda had been in there. He don't bear thinking about.
Yeah. Look, mate.
I mean, a policeman turns up at Brookfield. He says, Mr. Fry, it's about your house. Well, you expect him to say it's been broke into or something. You don't think he's going to tell you a flaming great lorry crashed into it? I mean, the wireless and the telly are inside and everything.
But why don't you go and see Frieda? There's nothing you can do out here.
Bert? Oh, Bert, Frieda's asking for you.
Sorry?
I think she'd like you with her. She's a bit shaken up.
Ah. Oh, yeah. She might well be.
You go on, mate. We'll be in a minute.
Yeah, right. I'll see you later.
Oh, dear.
Is he all right?
Well... I think so. He's very shocked, obviously.
The police reckon the lorry driver's going to be okay. Ah. They're keeping him in hospital overnight.
Oh, yes, I meant to say well done, love.
Well done? What for?
Oh, you was brilliant. Up and in that cab, administering to that bloke before you could say Jack Robinson.
Thanks. To be honest, I just did it on autopilot. Oh, good grief. This looks awful.
Yeah. They say there's serious damage to the structure of the place.
Hey, that's quite a grip you've got there, little lady.
She must like you. She doesn't usually sit with people she doesn't know, do you, sweetheart? No. Yeah, help yourself if you want any more wine, Debs.
No, I'm all right, thanks.
Simon?
No, thanks, I'll skip it to weed. Unfortunately, that's my nose.
You keep it up, Phoebe. Never lets me do that.
You're darn right I don't. Hey, why don't you turn around? And now you can watch Mummy set the table, okay?
Is he always this good with kids?
I don't know. I never asked him before.
Hey, hello. I'm still here, you know.
Oh, sorry. Simon, are you always this good with kids?
Yeah, I guess. To be frank, I never had that much experience with them. And if they're all like you, young lady, that's a real shame, huh? Huh? I have to say, if I had any regrets, this would be one of them.
What, not having kids?
Oh, yeah. Big time. One of the big drawbacks of not being able to commit, I guess. Till now, that is.
Simon.
Don't worry, Simon. She's young yet. And that old body clock must be ticking away.
Are you two conspiring to embarrass me?
Yep, and we got you.
Actually, I think I will have a bit more of this. Anyone else?
No, not for me, thanks.
Help yourself.
Are we going to be eating soon, Kate? I'm starving.
Yeah. I'm sorry about the wait. It shouldn't be too long now.
I'm sure it'll be worth it, right, Phoebe?
I hope so.
Will Phoebe be having the same as us?
Yeah, pretty much. All mushed up, you know.
Then I can be pretty certain it'll all be GM-free, right?
Uh-oh.
Well, absolutely. As far as I can tell, although we none of us can be absolutely certain, can we, Debbie? And where do you stand on the GM issue, Simon?
Me? Well,
I get the feeling you're going to regret that little quip, Simon.
No, seriously. You're going out with my sister and she farms GM crops, right? So she must have discussed the issue.
Honey, did we ever discuss the GM thing?
Don't try ducking out to this, Simon Gerard. Answer the question.
Well, actually, I can kind of see both sides.
Both sides?
Yeah. Yeah, I can see that there are a lot of benefits to GM crops.
Like?
Feeding the developing world?
Emotional blackmail put out by the multinationals. Huh. Famine isn't caused by scarcity of food. Next?
Yeah, I can see that. It's a good point.
What? I just said famine isn't caused by a scarcity of food. That's a contradiction in terms if I don't explain what I'm saying. Scarcity of food is what the word famine means.
Yes, that's also true.
Oh, whoops. It must be around here somewhere.
Of what?
Your backbone. You must have dropped it on the way in.
What? No, really, I think GM crops can be a huge benefit to developing countries, but those benefits are kind of exaggerated by the biotech companies when they, when they...
Yes.
Come on, Simon. Either you think they're a benefit or not. Which is it?
I don't know. I'm talking...
Utter drivel.
Utter drivel, so that both of you will like me. I'm a moral coward, I admit it. You still think I'm pretty cool, though, don't you, Phoebe? Actually, maybe you better go to your Auntie Debbie now. There we go. Because I really have to use the bathroom.
Oh, it's upstairs on the left.
Oh, thanks. Won't be long.
Okay. Yes, he's a funny man, isn't he, Phoebe?
I think she approves.
Yeah, I think she does.
Actually, I think I do too.
Well, thank you. I shall sleep so much better knowing you approve, Kate.
No, seriously. I think he's quite cool.
Well, even though he's a moral coward and probably totally opposed to every political value you hold dear.
So are you.
Oh, yeah, of course, forgot.
Well, at least he's honest about it. What's more, you care about him, don't you?
Me? When? Yeah, of course I do. I wouldn't be seeing him again if I didn't care about him.
No, Debs. I mean, really care.
Oh, well, look, I mean, it's still sort of, early days. You know how it is.
Oh, suddenly got really warm in here, isn't it?
No, just stop.
Debbie's in love.
I mean it. Look, please, Kate, okay, she'll hear you, all right?
Okay. But honestly, Debs, it's obvious you're smitten with this guy.
No, look, it can't be, because that isn't necessarily the case.
Oh, please, it so is. And what's more, it's about time you admitted it to yourself, don't you think?
Over here.
Hayley, take a seat.
All right, I've got a cup of tea.
All right.
Is that okay?
All right, yeah. Tea would be nice.
Well, here we are.
Yes. Sorry about the cloak and dagger bit.
Oh, no, I love being phoned by someone I hardly know and summoned to a meeting because we have to discuss my boyfriend urgently.
Yes. Well, It wasn't a matter for the phone. I thought you'd prefer this face-to-face. I know I would.
Right. So what's going on?
Well, as I said, I wanted to talk to you about Tommy.
Yeah, I know, although what you and I might have to discuss about Tom, I couldn't guess.
Well?
Unless, of course, it's a kind of verbal Dear John you're planning on giving me. Dear Kirsty, in my case, obviously.
I'm sorry?
Is that what this meeting's for? He can't tell me, so you're going to do the dumping. Now, let me guess, it's the old story. You and him? You were seeing a lot of each other.
Hang on.
He was missing me and you turned to each other. Neither of you meant it to happen and you wish it could be different, but... Well, you think it's better if I... If I know the truth... Oh, God, I swore I wasn't going to do this.
You got it all wrong.
Have I? Well, then what have you brought me here for?
Because of you and that bloke.
Because of me and what bloke?
At the students' union last Thursday. I went with Tommy to see a band and they were looking very friendly with this bloke.
Oh, no.
I'm afraid so.
Tom saw me with Andrew.
Oh, Andrew, right. Well, guess what? I don't think seeing Andrew with his arm round you made Tommy feel all that good about himself.
Oh, this is all I need.
Something you'd like to share with me, Kirsty?
Look, you just don't understand.
What don't I understand? Because letting down Tommy won't be pleasant, but someone's going to have to do it. And because of Tommy's bail conditions, it looks like it's going to be me. Oh, come on now. Don't cry. Do you want a tissue?
Please. Yeah. Thanks.
Now, look. Whatever's going on, I'm not being judgmental. I just think he has a right to know the truth.
You don't know how frustrating this is for me.
Well, I know how frustrating it is for Tommy. Now, how about you tell me who Andrew is and whether or not Tommy has a reason to be worried?
The prosecution have got a top QC, of course, but, well, we expected that.
So I shouldn't worry?
No. It's just good to know what we're up against. Pat and Tony not with you today, then?
Nope.
Didn't they want to come?
They wanted to come, all right. I told them not to.
Oh.
Something wrong?
No, it's just I've always got the impression they preferred being around to support you.
Yeah, well, they've got a farm to run. It's not fair to keep leaving Clary to run the dairy. Dad's got carrots to lift. It's a busy time of year for us, and this is my mess, so I'll sort it.
Look, why don't you sit down, Tom?
Yeah, maybe I will.
Pacing up and down isn't going to get us called any quicker.
Sorry, I'm just nervous, that's all.
It'll be okay. Come the end of all this, you'll see yourself as a bit of a veteran.
I'm not sure I like the idea of being a veteran of the Crown Court, Doc.
No, good point.
I mean, from the outside, this place looks imposing enough. Then when you come in and see everybody wandering about in wigs and gowns, well, it doesn't make it look any less serious, does it?
I suppose I've got used to it.
Don't know if I ever will. Don't know if I ever want to.
Look, a plea and directions hearing is mainly procedure with a bit of legal argument thrown in for good measure. It's nothing to worry about.
I still have to plead, though, don't I? Again? I mean, how many times has a guy got to say not guilty before they'll believe he means it?
Well, you've said what you're going to plead, but you haven't actually entered your plea yet.
Oh, maybe you're right. I should try and take it in my stride. It just doesn't seem to come naturally at the moment. Still, at least I know I'm doing it for the right reasons now.
Now? I'm not with you.
Well, there were some people, and my dad was one, who thought I was getting up to my neck in this because I was... Well, trying to impress the girls. Or one particular girl, anyway. I can quite categorically put my hand on my heart and say that is not the case. Certainly not anymore. More's the pity.
Look, I know it must be tough for you and Kirsty.
Kirsty? Kirsty who?
I see. Like that, is it?
Was. Anyway, I wouldn't know. We can't contact each other, can we?
Look, maybe we should change the subject. You were telling me about Debbie. I don't seem to have seen her for ages.
Oh, yeah. She's in love, apparently.
Oh, I'm so glad I asked.
So Kate said this morning, in the shop anyway, with this older bloke. I hope it works out for Debbie. I really do.
Look, Tommy, I don't know what this is all about, and it's probably better if you don't tell me. But try to cheer up. Just keep your mind focused on the proceedings. You'll be able to understand what's happening a whole lot better if you concentrate on what's going on in that courtroom. OK?
So he's just a friend, this Andrew. You see, from where we were sitting, it looked like something more.
Just a mate, honestly. Well, a bit more than that, maybe, but...
Meaning
I've known him for years. Since we were kids, in fact. We used to go cycling together and all kinds of stuff when we were young. He's been a bit like a brother to me, but that's all. You have to believe me, Hayley. I don't want this to ruin my relationship with Tom. Really, I don't.
OK, so convince me.
Look, Thursday night, all this was really getting me down. I mean, I'm madly in love with a guy I can't even see, can't even talk to.
Meaning Tommy?
Of course, meaning Tom.
So Andrew comes round. I mean, I planned to go and see this band, but I just didn't feel like it in the end.
Yeah.
But Andrew sees how upset I am, and he says, well, come on, get your coat. You need to get out. So he took me down to the Students' Union.
Well, that's where we saw you.
I was sitting in that bar, crying into my beer. Well, being miserable into my beer. And every time someone came up to me, I felt like telling them to get lost. Andrew was just trying to make me feel better, so he put his arm around me. And now you're telling me the guy I'm being miserable about was sitting a couple of yards away getting the wrong impression.
What are the chances, eh?
Yeah, what are the chances? Look, Hayley, you've got to believe me. I do love Tom. You've got to make sure he knows that.
Well, I'll tell him. Don't worry.
Oh, thanks. Look, I don't know how much more of this I can take.
Well, he's been in the same way, if it's any comfort.
Not much.
Didn't think it would be.
I mean, it's nice of you sorting this out for us, Hayley. But it's not much fun having your feelings for each other relayed through a third party. I mean, I can't see him, I can't phone him, I can't even write him a letter.
I know.
It's so hard. Sometimes I just feel like picking up the phone, and then I remember the last time we were together and how he told me not to make contact. As much for my sake as for his, more even.
I know, yeah.
He said it wasn't really him he was worried about. It was me. And if I got into trouble with my parents or the police, he was worried that I would end up in prison, that it would jeopardise my court case. You know, I couldn't believe it.
Look, Kirsty.
Yeah?
I really shouldn't risk this, but you can write him a letter, if you like.
No, I can't, Hayley. It's against the conditions of his bail, isn't it? If they ever found out...
Well, they won't find out if I deliver it on the quiet. But just this once, OK? I mean, wouldn't want to get in the way of true love, would I?
You are Thomas Archer of Bridge Farm, Ambridge, Borsetshire?
Yes.
Thomas Archer, you are charged that on the 13th of May, 1999, you, with persons unknown, without lawful excuse, damaged property, namely a crop of oilseed rape belonging to Bealtech Incorporated, being grown at Home Farm, Ambridge, Borsetshire, intending to damage it, or being reckless as to whether such property would be damaged, contrary to Section 1 of the Criminal Damage Act 1971. How do you plead?
Not guilty.
Mr. Taylor, I understand you're recalling a number of defence experts. What are the issues in this case?
Yes, Your Honour. Although Mr. Archer does not deny taking part in the damage to the rape field, the defence will show that my client had a lawful excuse for his actions. The rape in question was, as you are aware, a genetically modified trial crop. Mr. Archer believed that this crop posed an immediate threat to other crops and the natural environment in the area surrounding Home Farm, not least his family's organic farm just a few miles away. He therefore believed that his actions were reasonable and necessary. Expert evidence will show that his fears were justified.
I see that the prosecution will be calling their own experts and that this trial is estimated to last at least 5 days. Is this case ready for trial?
Yes, Your Honour.
Right, the 25th of October is a convenient date for everyone to start this trial. I will grant bail on existing terms. Thank you all very much.
All rise.
There, that wasn't so bad, was it?
I suppose not. Still pretty imposing, mind you. Although the judge did do his best to make sure I understood what was going on. At least it's one stage out of the way.
Oh, look, I just want a quick word with Mr. Taylor. Can you hang on for a second?
Sure.
I won't be long.
Okay.
Tommy.
Hayley, where did you come from?
Sorry, I didn't want to interrupt while you were talking to Usha. Thought it might be important.
What are you doing here?
Well, just thought I'd see if you were out yet. I've been to see Kirsty.
What? When? What did she say?
Oh, hang on. No one's looking, are they?
What are you talking about?
Well, I am just about to break the law while being in a Crown Court building, so I better do it discreetly. Here. Read it for yourself.
What is it? Hayley, has she...
You just read it. I think you'll find the contents pleasing enough.
Hayley, she's not seeing another bloke.
I know.
She says she loves me.
I know.
Hayley, you're a star. You know that, don't you?
Tommy, the idea was to be a bit discreet. Now, come on, put the letter away and read it properly when you get home, OK? There's a copper over there looking at us suspiciously.
Yeah, right. You know, I'm really going to show them now. I'm going to win through on this.
You weren't thinking of giving up, were you?
No, but it wasn't exactly encouraging me, was it? Thinking that whatever happened, at the end of it all, I'd probably lost my girlfriend.
Yes, well, you haven't. And that bloke she was with last week is just a friend, like you and me.
You did believe her, didn't you? I mean, she wouldn't have been lying to you or anything.
Tommy, of course I believed her.
Wouldn't have been hanging around here on my day off to bring you bad news, would I?
I suppose not. It's just...
You should have seen her, Tommy. She was mortified when she thought she might lose you.
That's such a weight off my mind, I can't tell you. Look, you hang on here. I'm just going to go and use the phone.
What? What are you talking? You are not thinking of phoning her.
Well, I can't just leave it at this, can I? I've got to talk to her, Hayley, just to let her know everything's OK.
No, you can't.
But...
No. Now, listen to me. Get a grip. You are not to contact her, do you understand? It's too much of a risk for both of you. And there are other people to consider, not just you and her. What about your mum and dad? What are they going to do if you go back inside?
OK.
Good. And don't look at me like that. Oh, right. Now, listen. Write her a note and I will deliver it just this once.
You will?
Yes, just this once. But don't write it here, OK?
Hayley, you're going to make some man a very lucky husband one of these days. You know that, don't you?
Yes, yes. Mm. Hey! Not again!
Of Sid and Cathy to put us up. Well, we can't stay there forever. They ain't got the room.
Nearly that.
We're already beginning to feel like we're in the way, if you want us to know the
That's
truth.
That's it, old guy.
Oh, obviously me and Frieda don't want to be a burden on anyone, but...
You're not being a burden, Bert, honestly. But do you think we could just concentrate on the job in hand?
Oh, sorry, I'm sure.
Right, one more pull.
Ah, be it from me to bore you with all my woes. All right, lovely, nearly there.
There's another one.
I'll just clear his airway, shall I?
Yeah, thanks. Her airway, as it happens.
Oh, ah. Nice to have a bit of good news round here for a change.
Oh, cheer up. Are you pleased to see a nice heifer calf?
Yeah, of course I am, but...
That's not all. Looks as if the government are going to pay for her passport.
Eh?
Part of this new package they announced to help the farming industry.
Oh, I thought that was mostly for ill farmers.
Yep, and they're going to pay for cattle passports. And slaughterhouse inspection charges.
Well, that makes me feel a lot better.
All adds up to 150 million or so. May not be much, but it's a start, isn't it? At least it shows they're recognised as a problem.
Problem? Ooh. You know what they say. Farming's going through the worst depression since the 1930s. A few millions here and there won't cure that. They need to get right to the root of the problem.
Yeah, well, if they really want to help, they could start by getting rid of some of the red tape and bureaucracy we have to put up with. That's what's costing us the money. And I reckon half of it's a complete waste of time.
Oh, this chopping and changing with Milk Market's only been going a couple of years. Now they're going to break it up into three different companies.
Well, we were going to have to change anyway. The Monopolist Commission reckoned it was too big, so this is supposed to make it more competitive.
So why didn't they do that in the first place?
Well, if it means we get a better price for our milk.
Ah, but will it? That's the point.
Well, it'll free us from government interference, so we can be more commercial. We can get closer to our customers.
You ask me, it all shows the government don't understand the problems of the countryside.
Yeah. There's a lot of issues for them to deal with at the moment.
Issues, that's right. But for us, it's all to do with their way of life, isn't it? Bread and butter.
Oh, but try and look on the bright side, can you? I mean, they're going to lift the ban on beef on the bone at last. That's something to be grateful for, isn't it?
I suppose so.
Even if Wales and Scotland are dragging their feet a bit.
Yeah, no, that don't make sense to me.
Yeah. Well, I suppose it's these new parliaments flexing their muscles.
But if it's safe to eat in England, it must be safe in Wales too. But even though it's Scotland.
Yeah, you'd think so. Well, here's one calf that won't go to beef anyway. She's a little beauty.
They done this survey that showed farmers' confidence is at rock bottom. I heard that on the radio.
I don't need a survey to tell me that.
Rock bottom. That's how I feel. Every time I go by and see that great big hole in our living room wall.
Oh, but... What happened to your house has got nothing to do with the state of the farming industry.
I know that, but me and Frieda still got nowhere to live. When are we going to start on the repairs?
As soon as possible. Anyway, there's not much we can do until the insurance people have spoken to the structural engineer. Dad's awaiting developments.
Well, you mean it wouldn't be so bad if we could move into Rickyard Cottage or some such, but the bath has ruled that out.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry, but Mum could hardly chuck out the guests.
Well, we can't stay at the Bull forever.
Well, I know it's hard for you, Bert. And we are putting our minds to the whole problem, I promise. I'm going to talk to Dad about it at lunchtime. Now, why don't you go make a start on the drilling?
Okay.
You'll let me know what you decide, Roger.
Hello, Elizabeth. Surveying the damage.
Hello, Alistair. Yes. Oh, poor Bert and Frieda. Still, lucky neither of them were in there when it happened.
Oh, that's true. The garden's in quite a state as well.
It certainly is. The lorry must have gone right over that ash tree. And look, there's nothing left of it.
That reminds me, didn't Shula tell me you had some sort of expert coming in to date one of your oak trees?
Yes, he came on Monday.
And is it as old as you thought it might be?
Older, as it happens. Huh? The guy from Felbsham Uni reckons it was planted in about 1650-something.
Wow!
Pretty impressive, huh?
Yeah, I'll say. I'm no historian, but is the hall even that old?
No, he reckons the tree predates the hall itself. Hmm? Actually, he sort of set me some homework. He wants me to see if I can find a reference to the tree in any of our old records.
Could be interesting.
Ah, like you, I'm no historian. Huh. History was never my big subject at school. I did take environmental studies.
Well, good for you.
Yeah, but rummaging through musty old documents, trying to read old handwriting. Oh, no thanks.
So, maybe that's where Daniel gets it from. I wondered if it was hereditary.
Daniel has an aversion to musty old documents.
No. He is rather keen on nature at the moment. Not trees, mind, but hedgehogs.
Oh, yes. Is this something inspired by school, or just the fact that his stepdad's a vet?
Oh, a bit of both, I think. Anyway, he's discovered this hedgehog's nest with two babies in, and it was all I could do to stop him bringing them into the house because he couldn't see the mummy hedgehog around.
I'll bet that's how you first got interested, rescuing orphan animals from all over the place.
Yes, but these weren't orphans. And I can remember driving my mother mad, too.
Afternoon, both. Right mess, isn't it?
Hello.
Hi, Bert. Bert. Sorry to hear what happened. How are you keeping?
Oh, you know, been better.
How's Frieda?
Well, pretty much the same, Miss Elizabeth, pretty much the same.
Look, I haven't had a chance to speak to anyone about this yet, but if you don't feel up to umpiring the match tomorrow...
No, I'll do it. It'll take me mind off things. Besides, it's only a friendly. I reckon we can see the likes of Janet's clergy friends off without too much trouble, don't you?
I wouldn't be too certain. Janet was sounding pretty confident when I saw her.
If you're sure, Bert.
Well, sure as I'll ever be.
Good grief, I didn't realise the time. Got to run, I'm afraid. See you both.
Bye.
Bye, Alistair.
So, Bert, how long will these repairs take?
Oh, your guess is as good as mine. We won't even have the builders in for a couple of weeks, I reckon. Insurance company has to put the job out to tender, see?
I see. So all this scaffolding is just to secure the place?
That's right. The lorry crashed into a corner of the house. Makes things worse because it's two walls made useless. Structural, see? That's what the engineer said when he come yesterday, anyway.
Well, it sounds like a big job.
Could be months, I reckon. Oh, you mean your dad's been on to the insurance company today? They may even have to knock the whole place down and start again.
Well, you're Alistair.
Oh, hello, Eddie.
Mind if I join you?
Well,
only Clary said you was up at our place earlier.
Yeah, I was.
And as I've been out all day grafting, is what I missed you, see?
Yeah, I've been out grafting too, Eddie. That's why I thought I'd come to the pub for a quick drink at the end of the day and a read of the paper. You know, forget about work.
Oh, yeah. I can understand that. Same with me. Especially after the day I've had. Oh, I can tell you. Cheers.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Something the matter, is it?
No. Look, you don't mind if I get on with this article?
No, you carry on.
Yeah, thanks.
So, what is it then?
What?
Well, the reason you come to our place, sir. What do you think I'm sitting here for?
Eddie, I've just dropped jumbo-sized hints. I'm not working.
Well, yeah, but I'm here now, ain't I?
Am I going to get any peace until I tell you?
Well, shouldn't think so.
OK. I called over to tell you that the results of the blood tests on your heifers have come through.
Ah, I thought as much.
Yeah, well... You'll be pleased to know they're clear of the disease.
Oh, that's somewhere any road. So, what's the next step?
Well, you've got the option of not vaccinating the cows. Let the disease settle down at its own level. But you will need to vaccinate the down calves as they come into the herd, OK?
You'll stop them getting infected from the cows, right?
That's it. Now, can
I... It's going to cost me, though, isn't it?
Wish it were otherwise, but yes.
Oh, well, I suppose it'll be worth it in the end.
Yeah. Come into the surgery when you can. During working hours would probably be your best bet. Give you a few doses of the vaccine to take away with you.
You got a cold or something, Alistair? You keep sniffing?
No, it's just... Well, I'm sure I can smell something like fried onions.
Ah, yeah, that'll be me.
What, you been having a barbecue or something?
Funnily enough, you ain't that far from the truth, as it happens.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Amazing what you're put up with to earn a crust, isn't it?
Hello, Bert.
Oh, hello, David. Evening, Ruth.
Hi, Bert. Want a drink?
No, I'm all right for the moment, thanks.
Shy as David?
Yeah, thanks.
Won't be a minute.
Well, this is a bit of all right, then. Living above a pub.
Ooh, novelty's beginning to wear off, I can tell you.
Oh, dear.
Kathy and Frieda are sitting watching some awful soap opera in the sitting room. Young Jamie's running around creating. Boy, I'd have come down here to get a bit of peace and quiet.
Oh, well, you'll be glad we've come in because we've got some news.
Oh, good or bad?
A bit of both, to be honest. Dad's had the insurance company on the blower, and although the cottage is savable, it's going to take a long time to repair.
Well, that's no surprise. How long?
Well, it could be anything from 13 weeks, they reckon. Oh, could be longer.
Good grief.
Yeah, that's what I said. Well, something similar anyway. See, it's not so much repair as rebuild.
So what are we going to do?
Ah, well, that's where I come to the good news. Ruth and I have had a talk with Mum and Dad, and we've come up with a solution. For the time being, at least.
Here we go. There you are.
Oh, thanks, sir.
You told him yet?
I'm just getting to it. But how would you and Frieda fancy coming and living in the bungalow?
The bungalow? Really?
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
But weren't you lot supposed to be moving back there this weekend?
If you and Frieda are up for it, we thought you could move in there instead.
But where's the boss and Mrs. Archer going to go?
They'll come and stay with us at the farmhouse.
So what do you think?
Well, I'm telling you, it sounds marvellous. Thanks very much.
It's a pleasure.
And you're sure you don't mind?
No, of course not. Can't see any other solution, even if we did.
And Mr. Archer don't mind?
No.
And Mrs. Archer?
No.
Well, who'd have thought it, eh? Whew, living in the boss's house. I won't even have to put my foot out the door and I'll be at work in the morning.
Oh, good. You'll be on time for a change, then.
Yeah.
Just a joke. Just a joke.
Yeah, well, listen, if you don't mind, I'll just nip upstairs and tell my Frieda.
Okay.
Then I'll come back down here and I'll buy you both a drink.
Sounds good to me.
Oh, wait a minute.
Right. That's the first time I've seen him smile in 3 days.
Nice for him and Frieda. Not so sure about us.
You're still having doubts, aren't you?
Well, aren't you? The thought of your mum and dad moving in with us, filling you with delight, is it?
Ah, we've done it before.
We didn't have two kids before, and it wasn't exactly plain sailing then.
Look, we discussed all the options this afternoon. It was either us living with my parents or us living with Bert and Frieda. I mean, which would you have preferred?
George has some advice for Greg.
Afternoon, George.
Hello, Janet.
Spotted something rare?
Rare? Oh, the binoculars. No, it's not rare exactly. Hang on, take a look.
Thanks.
Now, you see, down by the river, those birds near the bank.
Oh, yes.
Well, them's our birds. Sorry, I mean Grey Gables birds. Well, they're starting to wander off Grey Gables land.
I see.
It's always been a leakage point, is that? Needs dogging in, see? I thought I'd better warn Greg about it. He's supposed to be out here somewhere, according to William. You haven't seen him on your travels, have you?
No, I can't say I have. He presumably doesn't know about that leakage point already, then.
No, I doubt it. There's one or two around here he'll not be aware of. Not been here long enough.
Oh, I see.
Any road, what's all the sports gear for? You in training for a marathon or something?
No, just getting a bit of exercise, keeping in trim before this evening's Clash of the Titans.
Well, this cricket match thing, I thought it was just a friendly knockabout.
Friendly? I don't think so.
Oh, look, you don't seriously think your lot's got a chance against the likes of Alistair and David Archer, do you?
Listen, just because we're a team made up of clergy folk doesn't mean we're completely weedy.
Well, I'll take your word for it.
You're going to be there?
Oh, I'll be there. Although Felpersham seems like a long way to go to watch you get hammered, I can tell you.
You wait and see, George, you wait and see. By the way, are you all set for tomorrow?
Tomorrow? All flower and produce, oh, aye.
I understand it's you, me and Brian Aldridge doing the judging.
Aye, a balanced team, if ever there was one, eh? Oh,
hello, George. Oh,
hello.
Hello. George has been looking for you.
Have you?
Yeah, I thought you could do with a few pearls of wisdom from me.
Oh, very nice of you, I'm sure, but it'll have to wait, I'm afraid. No, I'm up to my eyes in at the moment. Sorry. Yeah, see you.
Hang on, it won't take a minute.
George, your binoculars.
What? Oh, thanks, Janet. Nearly walked off without them. Ta. Blimey. He couldn't get away quick enough, could he?
Oh, I don't expect he meant anything by it.
Well, maybe so, but...
Hello, over there.
Oh, afternoon.
Hi.
You had a good game?
Not bad for a beginner. Not bad at all. We'll see you later.
All right, see you. Well, it looks as if Mrs. Woolley's finally got Mr. Woolley to take his retirement seriously. They've been out on that course every day this week.
Oh, I wouldn't mind if my game was any better than yesterday, but it was worse.
You're probably a bit rusty.
Oh, maybe I'm just past my best.
Oh, no, you don't, Jack.
Oh, no, I don't. What?
Use your below-par game as an excuse to stop playing and start interfering with the running of the hotel again. I know you, Jack Woolley.
I wasn't going to.
Listen, I've an idea.
Mm.
Why don't you book some lessons with Rod Eastman?
Well, Rod's really there for the guests.
Well, what's the point of the hotel employing a professional golfer if the owner can't even make use of him?
Oh, you're right, of course. And it's something to do, I suppose.
Now, Jack, we've been through all this. There's plenty for you to occupy your time with other than trying to do Caroline's job for her.
Daniel?
Oh, I'm getting the old under-the-bed treatment, am I? Look, I'm sorry for getting cross with you, but I did tell you to leave the baby hedgehogs alone. Look, I know you meant well and you were worried because their mummy wasn't around, but I said not to touch them, didn't I? Let alone bring them into the house. Still not speaking to me, huh? Look, tell you what we'll do. We'll go back to the nest. We'll sprinkle talcum powder all around, and hopefully when we look later, we'll be able to tell if the mummy's come back to see them, because her footprints will be there. If that happens, we won't have to take them to the hedgehog sanctuary, will we? Come on, Daniel, I need your help with this. Gonna help me? Or sulk under the bed, not speaking? That's a good boy.
Oi! What do you think you're playing at, George?
Oh, Mr. Woolley.
I think this window sash is coming loose. We should get it secured. Wouldn't want kids getting in. Could be dangerous.
At the risk of stating the obvious, Mr. Woolley, it's got naught to do with me. I am retired.
Oh, of course you are. Sorry.
Any road, what are you doing here?
Arkwright Hall. I own the place.
Oh, no, but it's been empty for years.
Well, there's a hole in the fence round the back.
Yeah, I saw you climbing through it. I thought you might be a vandal or something.
Not a lot left to vandalise, is there? Just a shell now. Just think, a wonderful Victorian building reduced to this.
Oh, it used to be considered quite a grand place.
I know. I had such plans for it. I mean, look at it, George. Just look at those chimneys and the brickwork. They knew how to build them solid in those days.
So what brought you here? Nostalgia, was it?
Oh, maybe. I was meant to be over at the hotel booking a golf lesson. Found myself wandering past the hall. I thought I'd take a look for old time's sake.
I see.
Captain used to love running around these grounds.
Oh, aye, I remember.
I don't know. It's funny, isn't it? You make such an effort with the place. You do your level best, and what happens? It ends up being abandoned, redundant, a shadow of its former self.
Mr. Woolley, we are still talking about Arkwright Hall, aren't we?
Oh, yes, of course. What else?
Just checking.
See, it's all about getting things done. I mean, look at the terrible thing that's happened to Woodbine Cottage. The road to hell is paved with good intentions, George.
Yeah, well, I reckon it is. But I'm not entirely sure how that's relevant, Mr. Woolley.
Well, Phil Archer would never let Woodbine Cottage go to rack and ruin. Not like I have with this place.
The truth is, he hasn't got a choice, has he, Mr. Woolley? Mr. Woolley?
Huh? Oh, sorry, George, I was miles away.
What did you say?
Ah, it doesn't matter. Tell you what, why don't we nip over to the lodge and get Mrs. Woolley to make us a cup of tea, eh?
Sounds like a good idea to me, George. By the way, what were you doing over here?
Oh, you know, just walking.
Ah,
blimey. Yeah, there goes another one. We're getting massacred out there.
And we had to come all the way to Felpersham to do it.
Ah,
always knew this was a stupid idea.
You won't find me arguing with you.
Yeah. Well done, Neil. Well done, mate.
Well played, Neil Carter. Sir William coming in now, though.
Yeah, I mean, I said to Alistair at the time, if we lose against these Vickers, how's morale in the team going to be for the Darrington match on Sunday? Oh, well. At least Bert seems to be enjoying himself out there.
Well, he's got a lot to do, hasn't he? Giving out every few seconds. Still, shouldn't begrudge him, we suppose. I've known what it's like to have the fear of being homeless hanging over your head.
He's not going to be homeless. Don't be so daft.
Well, he knows what I mean, said Burke.
He's even got Mr. Archie giving up his own place for him. Darling, that's the main reason for him being so cheerful at the moment.
Well, if it was me, I'd have preferred living over a pub.
Well, that don't surprise me.
Even James.
Oh, how do you?
Hello, Greg.
How are we doing?
Well, take a look at the scoreboard.
Oh, that doesn't look too good.
Nice shot there, William.
It's not often we see you at this sort of event, Greg.
Am I not allowed then or something?
No, it's nice to see you. It's just, you're usually a bit busy, that's all.
Yeah, well, there are times when I need to get a bit of distance between me and the shoot, and today is one of them.
Ryan Aldridge's been cracking the whip, has he?
I say nothing.
I don't think you have to.
William said he'd been giving the pair of you a hard time.
I mean, it's not as if I'm letting that place be overrun with poachers or anything.
I understand you run a pretty tight ship in that direction.
I do my best.
He wants to see if he can give Sid Burks a lesson in security, especially for his car park.
So, yeah. Very funny, Joe.
What's this?
Oh, we had a car nicked from our car park last night, that's all.
Really?
How's that? Flipping heck.
I'm sorry, Peggy.
I said, so you didn't book any lessons with Rod Eastman after all?
No, I didn't. I got sidetracked with something else.
Sidetracked? What with?
Pardon? It is ever so noisy, isn't it?
Oh, it is rather. I mean, I know they won, but you'd think a group of clergy could conduct themselves with a little more decorum.
Quite an exciting match in the end, though, wasn't it? Who'd have thought Haley would be able to pull something out of the bag like that, right at the last minute?
You still haven't answered my question. What did you get sidetracked with?
Oh, you know, this and that.
Oh, Jack, you didn't go and bother Caroline, did you?
No, honestly.
Oh, you know, I've seen rugby teams that were less rowdy than this lot.
They did win what turned out to be a very exciting match, Joe.
Yeah, well, I didn't have to be quite so pleased about it. Dancing about every time one of them hit the ball. Janet Fisher shouting, "How's that?" every 5 seconds when she was bowling.
That was mainly to do with the fact she kept getting people out, Joe.
Yeah.
Sorry I was so long, folks. It's quite a crush at the bar. I never realised the goat nightgown was so popular.
Perhaps we should have warned the landlord we were coming.
That's a whiskey mac for you, Jack.
Oh, thanks.
And gin and tonic for you, Peggy.
Oh, thank you, Alistair.
And a pint for Joe.
Very much.
Well, here's to the winners. I think it's fair to say God was on their side.
Cheers.
Yeah. Cheers.
Yeah, any chance of you disguising young Haley as a bloke for a Sunday, like?
Yeah, she really distinguished herself, didn't she?
I still haven't offered my commiserations to the vanquished captain.
Hi, Janet.
Evening, everyone.
Hello, Janet.
Very well played. You certainly put together quite a team.
Thanks.
Yeah, I'm just trying to work out what the collective noun is for a group of cricket-playing vicars. Flock? Herd? Surplus?
Oh!
Well, Alistair, considering what we did to you lot out there, I'd say murder.
Yes, all right. Congratulations on a fine win.
It was pretty good, wasn't it?
Oh, Jenny,
I think I'm being called. I'll see you later.
See you later, Jenny.
Talk about being a bad winner. Where's the humility of the cloth gone, eh?
Oh, come on, Joe. I'm sure she meant it in good part.
Well. And Janet made a good point, Joe. We were murdered out there.
Mm. You don't seem too worried about it, Alistair. I mean, we'll have to get our act together for Sunday's match against Abington, won't we? Or are we going to get murdered again?
Oh, don't worry too much about Sunday, Jack. Sunday, I'm going to be bringing in a secret weapon. Two secret weapons, as it happens, from New Zealand. Cheers.
Debbie's not the only one having problems with Brian.
Morning, Debbie.
Hi, Greg. Are you supposed to have a meeting with Dad this morning?
Yeah, just finished.
That was quick. How'd it go?
The least said about it, the better.
I see. And did he tell you what you were supposed to have done, or did he just tear you off at strip like he's been doing with me lately?
Oh, it's just this business of trying to get William and that blasted Springer doing the dogging in properly.
Oh, got bird leakage, have we?
Not here. We're all right here. It's Great Gables that's a problem. Look, I should probably warn you, your dad seems to be on the warpath at the moment.
There's an unusual occurrence.
And he did say if I was to see you...
Debbie!
Never mind. He's found you anyway.
Yes, Dad, what can I do for you?
Ah, still here, I see, Greg.
Yeah, actually, I was just about to...
Only about 10 minutes ago, you were complaining you had too much to do and too little time to do it in. So standing about here gossiping with my daughter probably isn't the best use of your time, I'd say.
Yeah, yes, I expect you're right. I'll get on then, shall I?
Good idea.
See you, Debbie.
Yeah, bye, Greg.
And see if you can't get that boy and his dog to do some proper work for a change.
Yeah, if I was Greg, I wouldn't take the kind of rudeness he gets from you, Dad.
So we're cultivating today, are we?
Yes, that was the idea. Thought I'd make a start on the south field.
So am I to assume the drilling's finished in the long field?
No, not yet. Why?
Well, forgive me, but are you planning to see the job through to the end, or are you just going to leave it?
Of course I wasn't going to leave it, Dad. I just thought I'd get on with this first. What's the problem?
The problem is you seem to have got your priorities mixed up. I want that drilling finished.
Well, I'm going to finish it.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. When?
When I get round to it. Tomorrow, probably. Look, this is normally something you let me make my own decisions on.
Well, obviously made a mistake there, didn't I?
Now, look, all right. What would you like me to do?
I'd like you to carry on drilling where you left off, if that's okay with you.
Fine. I'll get on with the drilling instead, then.
Good. But if anyone needs me, I'll be in the office.
Be sure we'll come running.
Oh, and I won't be around this afternoon.
No?
No. In the wild hope that this place can occasionally run itself without me supervising it all the time, I stupidly agreed to judge the flower and produce show.
Enjoy the flower and produce.
Come on, don't be such a misery.
Well, I ain't being miserable, though. I just got better things to do with me lunch hour than come here.
Quite a turnout, isn't it?
Especially when I ain't even entered anything this year.
I've got something to show you. Excuse me, could we just squeeze through?
It's a bit hard to enter anything when it's been under the wheels of a lorry.
Here we are.
So why you had to drag me in here? Here, what's all this?
What's it look like? Very fine onions, these.
Yeah, but they've got my name tag attached to them. Oh, you never grew these?
Oh, yes, you did, in our vegetable patch.
Brian?
Where's Janet gone, George? Thought you were supposed to be announcing the winners, haven't you?
She's been called away. One of her sick visit people's taken a turn, I think. She asked if one of us could cover.
Oh, no, really?
I'm afraid so.
Would you want to do it?
Me? I'd rather not, Brian. You know what I'm like about public speaking. Besides, I'm running the auction later, so if you wouldn't mind...
Looks like I'll have to do it then, doesn't it? Just another thing I'm expected to do.
Oh, dear. Anyone would think you didn't want to be a judge here. How's Greg getting on?
Well, apart from spending far too much time at Grey Gables and not enough time at the estate, and apart from not solving a serious leakage problem, which is hindered rather than helped by William Grundy because Greg hasn't taught him how to dog in properly, he's doing a first-rate job.
I see.
Actually, George, I was wondering if you might have a word with him about the leakage problem.
Well, I mean,
you know the Grey Gables setup at the back of your hand. Maybe you'd give Greg a few pointers.
Oh, no for you. I'm sorry. It's not for me to interfere or tell another keeper what to do. I mean, if Greg wants to come and ask me for advice, that's fine. but I wouldn't want to offend him.
It was Pip's idea. She said we should enter them as a surprise for you.
Oh.
She reckoned you were as entitled to say you grew them as we were.
Mm.
Of course, she's entered the runner beans you helped her grow as well, in her name.
Well, bless her little garden socks. Ooh, now, look at that for a pot of begonias.
Who are they from?
Mrs. Antrobus, it says here.
You reckon they're as good as the ones you were going to enter?
Oh, well, I wouldn't like to say. It's a fine showing, no?
Well, I see you entered something in spite of your trouble, Bert. Hello, Ruth.
Hi, George.
Yeah, so it would seem, George, so it would seem.
You come into the auction later, Ruth. All proceeds go to the Millennium Bell Fund.
I might do, actually. I quite fancy going for that Victoria sandwich Susan Carter's baked.
Well, I reckon I'll be there, George. After all, I'm going to see the Bells cast on Monday. May as well try and help pay for them.
Aye, I heard we had a delegation going. Any road, Brian's going to be announcing the winners in a minute.
Brian? I'd have thought Janet
She's been called away, I'm afraid. Emergency of some sort.
Ooh, that won't go down well, then. Not with certain folk. Not after yesterday.
How do you mean?
Well, her team won at cricket, didn't they?
I know. David reckons it's not been his week for winning things.
So the vicar allowed herself a bit of a celebration. Well, why not, no. I say. But honestly, the way some folk are going on, you'd think she'd been running round making rude signs of the losing side.
It was only supposed to be a friendly anyway.
Whereas, this weekend's match, now, that's important.
Yeah, and them two New Zealanders we've got in the team won't do no harm, I tell you that.
David said they've been pretty good at nets.
Not bad. Not bad at all.
Ladies and gentlemen.
No, hang on.
Ladies and gentlemen, could I have a little quiet, please? Thank you. Welcome to this year's Flower and Produce Show. Now, hope you've all had an enjoyable afternoon. The Reverend Fisher's unfortunately had to go, and she's asked me to deputise. So, without further ado, I'll announce the winners, starting with the Vegetable Category D. Now, in this category, the children's section, we have 9 entries.
Never one for a flowery speech is our prize.
Oh, I don't know.
So,
I'd have been worse.
In this section, the first prize went to Pip Archer for growing the longest runner bean.
She'll be dead, please.
So she should be, bless her.
And for the adults section, the prizes in reverse order are Gene Harvey for the carrots.
Oh, thank you.
Mike Tucker for the cauliflower.
Oh, yeah.
But the winner is Bert Fry.
Oh,
he's out.
Well, you never did.
Well done, lad. Well done.
Honestly, he makes me so angry.
Well, maybe he was just having one of those days. More wine?
Oh, please. No, it wasn't just today, Simon. Ever since Tuesday, and the day after we went to Kate, it's, why am I drilling there? Why haven't I done this? Why haven't I done that? I mean, you want to know what this sudden dissatisfaction with my work is?
Tell me.
He's teed off because he's well and truly isolated now. I mean, I reckon he thought Kate was going to be an ally. I mean, he thought she was going to have just as many problems with you as he does.
But of course she doesn't.
No, she actually approves. I mean, of course she approves, because unlike him, she actually cares about what makes me happy. What are you grinning at?
Was I grinning?
Yes, you were, Simon. You were definitely grinning, and I'm not entirely sure why, to be honest. I really, really hope it's not amusement at what I've had to go through with Dad this week.
No, it's not that, I promise.
Then what?
Oh, sorry, I was just allowing myself to feel a little self-satisfied, I guess.
About what exactly?
Oh, I don't know. Your mom, Peggy, Alice, even Kate, they all approve. Obviously, I'm not saying it didn't take some, graft, but I gotta tell you, it's been easier than I thought it would be.
Yeah, well, it looks like the real battle's going to be getting around Dad.
Debbie always knew it would be. He disliked me enough to physically throw me out once,
yes,
remember?
Yes, but that's history. You know, another lifetime. I mean, he should put that time behind him. God knows he's done some bad things in the past, and we've all had to suffer, but do we bear grudges? I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Hey, calm down.
Oh, I'm sorry, but it's just that if he'd simply come out and say what he's got to say, things wouldn't be so bad, but instead, he takes it out on me by criticizing my work.
Yeah, that is pretty low.
Look, I really don't think I can manage any more of this.
Oh, do you know how long I slaved over that chicken?
Sorry.
No, it's okay. Here, pass me a plate.
Sorry.
Don't keep saying sorry. Yeah, one hell of a day for you, huh?
You could say that, yeah.
He'll be okay, Debbie. He'll come round in the end.
I don't know how you can keep so calm about all of this, Simon.
He's protecting you, honey.
Yeah, well, I don't need protecting,
like
Simon.
Like any good father. Obviously, I haven't had the experience, but I like to think that I'd do the same if the roles were switched. If it were my daughter and some predatory bad guy.
Yes, but you're not the bad guy, are you? Not anymore, anyway.
His point of view, remember? Oh, let's leave all this. Come on. Come over to the sofa. I'm gonna give you a hug. Debbie? Come on.
Yeah. That'd be nice.
There.
Better? A bit.
Look, he's looking out for his little girl, that's all.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
You don't think so? What else?
Look, I told you what Elizabeth said, right?
What, the stuff about him not liking a man nearly his age pawing his daughter? Well, surely that illustrates my point.
Yeah, it might.
Or?
Look, Dad used to be a bit of a... a bit of a rake, for want of a better word. You know, a womanizer.
Brian, really?
You surprised?
No, not now I think about it, I suppose. He's a confident man, and a lot of women like that kind of confidence. So, what's your point?
Well, he's more settled now, and I'm just wondering if deep down he's not... He's not so much jealous of me, more jealous of the fact that, unlike you, he's not able to, you know...
Attract beautiful young women anymore. No, I don't buy that.
Why not?
Oh, it's too complex, too psychobabble.
Oh, well, gee, thanks.
Your stepdad's more straightforward, in my opinion. I reckon we have a clear-cut case of suspicion. I let you down before, I heard you, and he's frightened, I'll do it again, period.
Maybe.
And I'm not going to do it again, Debbie. You know that, don't you?
Yeah, of course I do.
And I'm going to work on your dad. What's more, I'm going to win him over, I promise.
Oh, I don't know why you should have to try so hard with him.
Yes, you do. I have to try with him because getting on with him will make you happy. And that's all that's important to me right now. Making you happy. I love you, Debbie. You know that, don't you?
Yeah, I do. And it's good because I feel the same, Simon. I love you.
The Archers was written by Peter Carey, and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Louise Gifford, and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.